Vive sa vie. A note on the work of Kirsten Gears and David Van Severen by Pierre Vittorio Orelli. And it starts with a quote from Susan Sontag's essay on Godard's Vive sa vie, 1964. Proof differs from analysis. Proof establishes that something happened. Always shows why something happened. Proof is a mode of argument that is, by definition, complete. But the price of its completeness is that proof is always formal. Recently in architecture, any idea of constructing a formal language from within has been discredited as a fruitless goal, detached from, quote, reality, inapt and irrelevant. And the idea of a radical new beginning has never been so ridiculed as it is now by recent arbiters of taste. Yet it has never been so pertinent or needed attention so badly. At roughly 30-year cycles, the tenets that guide architectural discourse and ideology go adrift from their historical origins, and the resulting product, though more and more spectacular, becomes conceptually weak. This phenomenon has occurred in the last decade, and its production has evolved through a cumulative process of stubborn cloning into an endless repetition of the same complex and contradictory, quote, sophistications. A fata morgana that is as alien to architecture itself as it is to the manifold disciplines that it obscures. The current framework of indoctrination in our profession originates in the visionary movements that in the 1960s acted against the inertia left from the detritus of post-war modernism. These movements wanted to replace defunct doctrines, and their ideals were removed from the reality of the time with an optimistic vindication in the name of, quote, reality as found. But this reality as found, so highly celebrated, is today nothing more than an excuse for putting off the pressing question, why then architecture? Why do we still have to be bound to this discipline? Since reality looks like a completed project far beyond architecture, what are the inner motivations and not only the reasonable sociological myths that are consciously or unconsciously preventing us from getting rid of all this discipline once and for all? If architectural form is, quote, useless, as many great thinkers of our time have declared from Tafuri to Coolhaus, why do we still expect from buildings the proof of something significant? Against this immense question mark, I can see, among few courageous attempts, the small opus of Kirsten Gears and David Van Severen as a consciously conceived position. Without the comfort of doubts, without the wandering around false uncertainties, fake complexities, and artificial contradictions, the work of Gears and Van Severen stands as a precise declaration of intent and, above all, as proof of an idea of architecture. The sharpness of their work springs not from, quote, cool gestured poses or from pseudo-minimalist simplification, but from an attitude that is so vehemently, deliberately, and ideologically stripped down of any research causality, of any sophisticated and esoteric how, of any algorithmic process, of any iconic rhetoric, of any representation, of any form of legitimacy that is not the inexorable installation of form and its appearance. The absoluteness of form in their work is not a celebration of self-reference or autonomy, but on the contrary, the construction of a relational way of working. Thus, composition becomes for Gears and Van Severen the only habit of thought available for establishing relationships between things and events. The project in which this attitude first clearly emerged from, almost as a manifesto, is the museum. In this project, the reference to Mises' courthouse studies is self-evident. What Gears and Van Severen have understood from that model is quintessential. the construction of relational context within the absence and the rejection of any context. But what also clearly emerged from the museum is a radical critique of the facile appropriation of Mises' presumed coolness or abstraction. If the compositional topic of the courthouse and its derivatives is a simulated nonchalance with which matter and space, quote, float, in the museum the topic is the door, that is, the spatial solution of continuity that makes the wall non-generic once more and ritualized by its most archetypal form of opposition. In this way, the whole rhetoric of the minimalist box is destroyed in recovering such a monumental feature as the door, one of the most neglected in our age of lofts and lobbies. The door, as a trespass, instead of resulting just in its formal autonomy, constitutes the ritual configuration of spatial transactions without indicating them, but rather leaving these transactions within their ineffable unpredictability. Another work that, like the museum, aims more than others at the construction of a language is the Perimeter Project. Here, the dramatic ritual of boundary negotiation is both emphasized and reduced to its necessities. There are no sociological comments, no allusions, and no visual or iconographic commentaries on the forces that produce such controversial forms of control. Yet the precision with which every architectural element is chosen, established, and composed, provokes us in an almost Brechtian way by making clear how things, by themselves, can question our social, ideological, and political concerns through the immediacy of experience. As Susan Sontag argued in connection with Godard's Vive sa vie, the controversial theme of prostitution, the topic of Godard's movie, is not taken as an interest in the content itself, is not constructed as a parasitic position on sociological or psychological myths, but rather is used as, quote, the most radical metaphor for the separating out of elements of life, as a testing ground, a crucible for what is essential and what is superfluous in life. Nana, the protagonist of the movie, simply manifests the immediacy of her vive sa vie in the actual truth of her experience made up of contingencies and necessities. The sensual austerity of the work of Geers and Van Severen could be seen as an early symptom of a silent rebellion against the Philistine conformism of so-called content that is only a self-referential discourse staked in order to make architectural culture survive through the creation of superfluous problems to which architects can only provide superfluous solutions. In the opposite direction from this tendency, their work starts from within the actual truth of architecture in order to relentlessly provide proof through the only means available to architects, form and composition. The recognition of contingencies and necessities in the formalization of contextual and ritual aspects of our business of living. And that essay was from 2005.